Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Talking about Dr. Peter Gotchi's book on mammography screening, picking up where we left off yesterday, women are frightened into screening with statistics that are grossly misleading about their risks. For example, a woman who is 30 has a 1 in 12 chance of developing breast cancer and a 1 in 24 chance from dying of it. And for a 70-year-old, the risks are 1 in 29 and 1 in 37, respectively. And I think most women think that their risk of getting or developing or dying of breast cancer are significantly higher than that. And again, the whole mammography issue is really based on sleight of hand. If the people promoting it were forced to tell the truth, nobody would agree to this test. So all of this has contributed to erroneous perceptions. And for example, when surveyed, 68% of women believe that mammography prevents breast cancer. Absolutely no way that could possibly be. 62% believe that it halves mortality and it has no effect at all. 75% believe 10 years of screening for 10 participants saves 10 lives, which is 20 times the real number. Only 8% of women are aware that there's any harm that can come from mammography. 94% doubt the possibility of non-progressing breast cancer. Most thought that mammograms detect 95% of breast cancers. The real number is between half and two-thirds, and the most dangerous ones usually show up between screenings. Those are the intervals cancers that we talked about a few messages ago that mammography doesn't detect, and those are the ones that kill women. American women between age 40 and 50 believe that the absolute risk reduction of death with mammography is 100%. So the misconceptions are incredible. The gap between the truth about mammography and what most women think is absolutely huge. The reality is that 90.30% of women will be alive after 10 years of screening and 90.25% will be alive with no screening, which translates to an absolute benefit of less than 1%. Screening would just not be so popular if women were given access to these numbers, but conflicts of interest continue to skew the discussion. One of Gotchi's colleagues searched for mammography studies that mentioned benefits, harm, or both and found 143 of them. 55 mentioned only benefits. Overdiagnosis was downplayed in articles written by researchers who worked with mammography screening programs. Benefits were stated in relative rather than absolute terms 10 times more often. So what you see continually in the in articles about mammography is amplifying the benefits, downplaying the detriments so that women really don't know what's going on. When people maintain unsustainable beliefs for some time, it seems the more evidence you present showing they are wrong, the more bizarre their responses become. This has been the case with articles published by, and that's a direct quote from Gotchi, by the way. This has been the case with the articles published by mammography advocates who continue to insist that the screening works. They use flimsier and more fabricated data, and of course that's what we've been talking about in Gotchi's book. And actually, there's a great book on this topic. It's called The Righteous Mind by Jonathan Haidt, and I think his last name is spelled H-A-I-D-T. And the book is about how people make up their mind about certain issues and are extraordinarily reluctant to change their mind, even when you present them with factual, irrefutable evidence that that clearly contradicts what they think is the truth. And so I think that's what we're dealing with here. And then, of course, you throw in the conflicts of interest and everything else, and you get a real cesspool, which is what we have where this mammography thing is concerned. So just a couple more segments to go. This has probably generated more phone calls and emails than almost anything I've done, so I know I've struck a nerve, and it's well worth spending the time to talk about this very important issue. That's all for now, and have a great day.